This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now for an actual human being behind the government statistics on the labor market that are on the way in a few minutes. Last fall, I spoke to Maureen Cunningham, who at 51 had recently moved to Florida when her husband retired. Before the move, she'd arranged to keep doing a version of her old job from the new location, but now she's stuck looking for work again. And we wanted to look in on her. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning, David.
The job that you traveled to Florida with, your arrangements have unraveled?
Yes, they have. I was laid off in December, so I've been looking for a new position for the last month or so.
So it's been about a month. In what area?
Kind of an administrative assistant type area. I have previously worked in HR, but I'm, you know, willing to branch out and work in any kind of capacity from, you know, being a receptionist to even working in retail.
So you're keeping your options open, but you do have this background in human resources. So presumably, right, Maureen, you kind of know what you're doing?
I do.
All right. So tell me about how you've approached this. Have you sent out a bunch of resumes?
Well, I've just basically been applying online. All the job boards, I get the email alerts when jobs are available. I've been combing through them. There's a great local resource. It's called Suncoast Workforce, and they offer workshops on resumes. I've been going there kind of getting tips on how to sell myself, basically, because I find, you know, I've never had a problem getting a job before, and now I'm finding it's just much more challenging.
And as you say, you're not being that picky.
No, I was at first, and they usually ask you for your required salary, and so I put what I thought I should be making, but I've scaled that way back as well. I definitely am more interested in having a job than getting rich, so... Yeah, I'm willing to pretty much work for minimum wage if that's what it takes. You know, I've worked my whole life, and to suddenly not be working is hard.
I don't need details on it because I don't want to jinx anything just yet. But you have a phone interview Monday.
Yes.
All right. So our listeners across the country are going to send positive vibes your way. So that
I hope
it works out. Maureen Cunningham, Venice, Florida. Thank you very much, and good luck with this.
Thank you so much, David. It's been a pleasure talking with you.